Chapter 24. The Nighthawk was frightened. He had gone way past what he'd ever thought he'd do, and he'd done it in broad daylight. Would he have forced her if she resisted? Would he have shot her? He looked at her picture on the computer screen, naked and frightened. He clicked onto the other pictures of her. Why? They were essentially the same picture. Yet he felt compelled to look at each of them. And each time he felt the same fearful surge, the same tangle of desire and fright and unsated appetite. It was an uncompleted experience, he realized. And no matter how much he looked, it remained incomplete. And yet, looking somehow compelled him to keep looking. He felt shaky. He'd gotten away with it this time. No one had seen him. He'd been careful and left no trace. He should stop. He'd done it. And now he should give it up. All of it. The whole Nighthawk thing. It wasn't too late. He could have had this life and left it, and he could be safe. Destroy these pictures, maybe even destroy the computer. Be perfectly safe. No one would ever know. He stared some more at the naked, frightened woman whose name he didn't even know. I can't destroy the pictures. He clicked on the next one. Same woman, same body, same fear. Why keep looking? And just as he kept looking, he knew he'd do it again. He knew he'd scout carefully, observe another woman's home, get the lay of the land, and when he was sure, and things were right, he'd go in and make her undress, take her picture. Then he'd have her secret, in his computer, available to study. Never quite enough. I won't stop. Maybe I can't stop. What if I do something worse? I don't want to do something worse, but what if I do? He shook his head as if to clear it, and began to click through his pictures again.